Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just wanted to start a series on the issue of creation versus evolution, the dinosaurs, the fossil record, and so forth, and just prove as a young college student that the Bible is true and that the evolutionary theory is a fraud, and in fact, it's a religion, and it's a lie straight from hell. One of the things that I'd like to do is just take the Bible and show you from the Bible how this stuff is a fraud and how the Bible is actually scientifically accurate. The Bible says in Job 41, verse 15, "His scales are his pride," describing a dinosaur, "shut up together as with a closed seal." And most people stop there and say, well, see, that's not a dinosaur. They didn't really see the dinosaurs because we didn't dig up the dinosaur fossils till recently because they're millions and millions of years extinct. Well, what I think is so silly about that is the Bible says in verse 19, it says, "Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out." So literally, whatever this creature was, the people of Israel, the people of God, everybody in the whole world knew what these creatures were. Now, if they were billions of years gone, if they were millions of years extinct, then that wouldn't make any sense. Anybody can look these things up for themselves. And it's very clear that we made a recent discovery. Scientists, paleontologists, in fact, made a recent discovery of dinosaur fossils that were not completely fossilized all throughout, which means that these would have had to die recent in history. Because if something's millions and millions of years old, obviously it's going to fossilize quicker and it's going to become rock, it's going to become hard, and it's eventually going to just decay. These dinosaurs that they discovered died recent in history. The Bible says, "His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth." So notice the wording. It says a flame literally goes out of his mouth. And so with this discovery that we've recently made, these dinosaurs, they have chambers in the back of their head to where they can breathe out fire. So it's really clear that the people in the Bible knew what dinosaurs were. They knew that there were things that had a fire-breathing chamber in their head, and somehow they were able to breathe fire out. They knew these things, and yet people say, oh, the Bible, it's unscientific. So a recent discovery that's been made is there's been fossilized seashells that are up on top of Mount Everest, which means that Mount Everest would have had to have been covered with water at some point, which again proves a global flood. Mount Everest is actually the tallest mountain in the world. So to say, well, you know, there was no global flood, there was no, you know, time where God had to wipe out the earth is just ridiculous and illogical based on the scientific discoveries that we've made. So these are just a few of the things in this first video of this series that show that the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. And I hope and pray that you'll pick up a Bible, get in it and study it, and come to find Christ.